This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Tuesday, the 30th of January. Here we go. We emphasize we, as in Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, with the job of putting it all together. I am. It's a job. It's a tough job, but I, Doug Steffen, take it on willingly, happily. It's like herding cats. And Jennifer has the lead cat there, so I got to get that cat away from her microphone so she can speak. After Victoria,
three of us do the stray cat strut. That's what we do.
The stray cat strut. Yeah. Where's Brian Setzer when we need him?
Right?
Right on.
Way to go,
right.
Doug.
I know. Good pull.
Every once in a while.
Hey, listen. Give me credit where credit is due there.
I did.
I know you did. Thank you very much. There's a round of applause for Captain Curmudgeon. All right. So let's see. Yesterday, by the way, you missed this, Jennifer. Yesterday was Curmudgeon Day. And Victoria and Kara took
that's a
full
real
advantage.
It's an official holiday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Official. Yeah. Okay, so we had time out for that. Now let's get time in for trending things that people will be thinking about or are thinking about, should be thinking about. What do we have?
Well, one of the things that most people on social media are talking about is Diane Keaton defending her quote-unquote friend Woody Allen, and people are not happy about this, especially with Dylan Farrow doing her first actual interview since this alleged molestation happened when she was 7, and Diane Keaton tweeted, "Woody Allen is my friend. I continue to believe him. It might be of interest to you to take a look at the 60-minute interview from 1992 to see what he said back then. This is when the investigation happened, and he defended himself to Steve Croft on 60 Minutes, saying that he didn't do anything wrong, and of course, this was actually the final straw in their marriage. It really wasn't the Soon Yi thing. It was actually this incident and investigation with Child Services. So, people not happy with Diane Keaton.
Well, you can protest things, you can say it didn't happen. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. It
right.
doesn't mean it did happen just because somebody accuses you of something. We have a lot of accusations flying around that are aimed at people that may be victims in this. However, as far as I can tell in my own gut and my own mind, I don't know that Woody Allen is one of those people who's a victim here. I think the people he's been around in his life that are described by Dylan and others who have been close to him, they are the victims. Mm-hmm. Diane Keaton is a fairly well-known and accomplished actress. Some people may say extraordinarily well-accomplished. I think I've been attracted to a lot of her movies. She's an interesting character, but does that mean there's a whole cult of, I shouldn't say whole, there's a number, there are a group. Woody Allen would be in that group. Jack Nicholson would be in that group. Diane Keaton would be in that group. Maybe Annette Bening and her husband, Warren Beatty.
Yep.
Might be in that group. But that doesn't mean they all party together. They're all friends. They've really grown up in the movie business together. Does that mean, do you stick up for your friends? Yeah, I guess you stick up for your friends. At what cost? And the social media reaction to her and her statement seems to be the cost. Can she weather it? Yeah. Is she guilty of anything?
She's not really working
not of anything,
anymore,
but sticking
anyway.
Up for your friend. What'd you say, Jen?
She's not working much anymore anyway, so if she mm-hmm. believes that he's innocent, then what does she have to lose by sticking up for him? And that's the thing. Look, I tend to agree with you, Doug, and I don't know where you come down on this, Victoria. I tend to agree that Woody Allen... probably did something wrong, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear a lot of stories about him. Mm. But that doesn't mean that he gets convicted without his right to a trial. And so if Keaton wants to come out and say something about it, then you know what? God love her. If you were accused, Doug, and the world turned on you, I hope that you know that I would come out and say blah, 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 or vice versa. Victoria, you know what I...
Yeah.
So if you know someone and you know something isn't true, well, then you should speak out. And it's just a matter for public opinion, I suppose.
It's true, and we also have seen throughout this Harvey Weinstein thing and so many of these other men who have been accused, there are a lot of women in their lives who also didn't know what was really going on. And so you can defend your friend, and then, like Patty Jenkins, who directed Wonder Woman, she defended Brett Ratner from the beginning and presented him with an award, and she didn't realize until later on when all these women came forward and told pretty much the same story about his habits on set. She had no idea. And
well,
she said,
she didn't want to know.
Well, I don't really think she knew. I think that because once she found out, she made a very public statement about, you know, saying this is horrific and I didn't know and this is terrible. When you think that someone's your friend and you think that they're a good person and then you find out that they're really up to some really shady stuff,
yeah.
How do you judge your friend when you know them to be a different person?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are going through that emotion.
It's no black and white when it comes to people's emotions with this stuff.
Is there been out there in circumstances where people that we thought were guilty or seemed collectively in the collective mind to be guilty that have had people, interesting people, stick up for them? I'm just trying to go through my mind or flash my material before me here to see if I can find anybody else who is of question that is being protected or sort of sheltered by other people. I mean, I think you have that with Trump to a certain extent, but I can't come up with anybody else.
I feel like we've gotten into this thing where everybody's a doctor and we like to diagnose people. And so I think you probably heard me say, I won't do that because I'm not a doctor. So this is, it may look weird to me, but that's it. And the same thing I think has to be true for a lot of the stories that we're hearing from the Me Too. What I've noticed a lot of people do is whether or not they like the accused, that's how they defend him. You know, if you like Matt Lauer, well, then you're going to defend him. And if you don't, well, then he probably did it. And so I think that's a really dangerous place to be where we just use our preferences to decide who's guilty and who's not. And it's not really fair to the victims and it's not really fair to the accused. So I think for us, we just talk about it. And that's just about it. That's all you can do. No one knows for sure if any of this
judgment.
Stuff happened or didn't happen.
Well, there's some judgment, but...
it's hard not to, because everybody has really big feelings where you go, oh, yeah, we think that happened or that per. But again, you have to ask yourself, does it boil down to a gut feeling or does it boil down to a way you feel about a certain performer? My inclination is always to defend Ben Affleck, and he's on video doing it. So that's stupid.
Yeah. Well, there are people who are standing up trying to defend Steve Wynn, Jennifer. Yesterday we were talking about him relinquishing his chairmanship of the Republican National Committee Finance Group and the sexual harassment charges against him. Fairly specific. But, you know, when we back up a little bit, the Harvey Weinstein thing seems to have brought this to the surface, but isn't it really going back, if you really go back to the beginning of this, what seemed to be the beginning of it, it was Roger Ailes and the Fox
Gang.
Well,
that's true. Yep, that's right.
And even before that, Bill O'Reilly was the very first one. Well, in this latest, round, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And then there are a lot of other things that have come to the surface, these computer companies, Dell and Google and others that seem to... there are rumors abound about how they treat their employees. There are some people who say that Boeing has a culture of that. You can go across the board, probably. I wonder if Kim Jong-un is like that. Who wonders? Whether Kim Jong-un, he's got to be the same kind of guy, right? He looks like it. Or is that just a judgment?
The difference is that we can talk about things that sound a little strange or a little weird. You start talking, you start spouting off like we might have just done, and we're going to be pushing up daisies.
Off your head. Right.
That's
all right.
True.
So there's an interesting reality here that we have sort of put into a different perspective, and that's what's good about having the conversation. DJV time is 16 past the hour. Conversation about things that are important, like having a good night's rest. You know, Mike Lindell, the fellow who started MyPillow, who offers you the guarantee, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own or your money back. This fellow has become an advertising genius, a creative genius. He's a businessman. It sounds like I'm supporting him. There's a rumor that he's going to run for the Senate in Minnesota, but that's just a rumor. I will tell you what I know is fact. We're talking here about facts. What do we know about these people? Well, I know that this guy started with nothing. He started making pillows because he didn't like the pillows. He had a real problem getting a good night's sleep. Circles under his eyes, stiff neck, back problems, all that stuff that can come if you don't have a good pillow. Good mattress, good pillow, all those things, they go together, and you got to have both in order to have a good night's rest. So in terms of his own reality, he bought a good mattress, couldn't find a good pillow, so he said, I'm making one. So he made one in his garage, and then he said, another one, and he made another one, and he kept making them in his garage, and then he made them in his basement, and then he got a little storefront, and he started making pillows there while he was doing another, he still had another business. And then people started telling him, hey, man, you should go into business, make these pillows, and sell them to your friends and sell them around town. And then there was a market in the state. And before you know it, he's created a great American story, which is MyPillow.com. He invented it to help himself and then other people get a good night's sleep. That's the bottom line. So if you want to thank Mr. Lindell for providing you the ability to have a good night's rest, why don't you go online to MyPillow.com and buy the regular size pillows, the big pillows, whatever kind of pillows you want. Get them at half price. There's a whole laundry list of things that you can find at MyPillow.com. Why don't you just look it over? Start, though, with the one pillow, the big premium pillows. You can buy those at one for two. That is, you pay for one and you get two. That's a good deal. But then there's so many other deals that they have there. If you love free stuff and you like cheap, inexpensive things, then I say cheap, I mean buying things that are good cheaply. That's what you get at MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Get a free premium pillow when you buy one. Start there, and then look at all the other great things that they have for you. The things, all the pillows are the same. You can wash them, you can dry them. Just good for you, good for him, good for everybody. It's a great company, made in the USA. He's proud to stamp that on all of his pillows as well, and that makes it more buyable as far as I'm concerned. I want to buy stuff made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Work your way through. You got a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Adjust the pillow any way you want. There's all kinds of pluses here, but you can't have it like the lottery. You can't win if you don't play. You can't enjoy if you don't buy. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I popped to town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home and I pointed it out into the stars. A message came back from the great beyond. It's 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
Get it together,
gal. 23 past the hour. And Jennifer does not have an overbite. And here she is with today's television report. What to watch tonight?
Well, you don't have many choices tonight because tonight is the State of the Union address. And that means that all of the major broadcast networks and the cable news channels are going to be showing this speech, which means that because it's at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, most of the networks on the East Coast are not going to put new programming on because the president's going to be preempting it. So that's why you don't have many choices tonight. But I have a few for you. So State of the Union, very important, kids. Tune in. Listen to the economic achievements of your president. And then if that's not your thing, you can go to the Super Bowl, Greatest Commercials 2018. That's new on CBS at 8 p.m. It's the annual interactive countdown special, which will encourage voters to vote for their favorite man versus beast Super Bowl commercial. There are some other categories as well that you can vote on. On Freeform, The Fosters is new at 8 p.m. HGTV has a brand new Fixer Upper. That's at 9 p.m. And got to tell you this, Tim Tebow is the guest star on that one, so you know I'll be maybe checking it out. WWE SmackDown is new on USA, America's Top Model, new at 8 p.m. on VH1, and Drunk History at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. So you have to dig deep. You dig deep to the cable channels if you don't want to, if you want to watch TV tonight.
All right, help yourself to that. Here's some music news, 25 past the hour. Focus on Chris Stapleton, who seems to have decided what he's going to do, at least in the immediate future. He's heading back out on tour. Won 3 more Grammys, remember, this past weekend. And he has been on Saturday Night Live. What? How many times has he been on Saturday Night Live, Chris Stapleton?
I don't know, total, I think.
No, I guess once, but
he's
a new star. Yeah.
How old is he?
30-something, 32, 34, something like that.
So he's well on his way to being the next, is he going to be a great or just a really good star? when we go down the road and look at the other end of his career? What do you think?
Well, he represents a type of country that I would say Zac Brown represents, maybe a little harder rocking country music, but he still does a little throwback to classic country, to that sound. So I think he's not going to be competing with Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean in that category, but I think he's definitely coming into his own. He's racking up the awards like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so he announced that he's going to take his All-American Roadshow tour back on the road this year, featuring Marty Stewart and Brent Cobb, special guests. What do you tell us about those two?
Marty Stewart is a classic country musician who peaked really with his career maybe during the 80s and the 90s, so it's kind of fun that Chris Stapleton does that throwback to someone who was so big and then maybe doesn't have the same following now, so that's pretty cool. It's vintage.
Starting June 16th in Brandon, Mississippi. And
Missouri?
That's a couple of months. Missouri, yeah. Missouri's the correct abbreviation of Missouri is M.O. for anybody who's interested. And then goes until November and ends up in Charlottesville, Virginia. And this is basically the same thing he did last year, right? He was in some pretty good-sized cities last year. He did it here in Los Angeles, had a show, Chicago.
Yeah, he does kind of these smaller to middle arenas, but he opens them. He's a headliner, obviously. So this is his build-up. I don't think you're going to see him do the Rose Bowl or Dodger Stadium, but he's still bringing in a crowd for sure.
Stapleton Fan Club pre-sales begin a week from today at 10 a.m. There you go.
Chase your dreams. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A hunter once took his dog out to find a rabbit. His dog found and chased the rabbit, but had no success in catching it. The hunter scolded his dog and said, "How could you be so big but let a little creature like that get away from you?" And the dog replied, "I was just running for my supper, but the rabbit was running for his life." And that's how it is with dreams, I think. Most people go after them as though they're their supper, when, in fact, we all need to pursue our dreams as if our lives depended on it. When we chase our dreams as though our lives depend on it, we will be much more likely to achieve them. For help with motivation for your dreams, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfree Brain Coffee.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal Danville by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Back into the conversation of the day. It is Tuesday, the last Tuesday. As a matter of fact, we have one more day and we'll have cooked the month. Hooray for those of you who don't like cold weather. Although, ladies, there's nothing here meant to upset you. Yesterday it was 88 degrees on the beach side of the hill.
Yep.
Jennifer, what was it on the inland side?
It was about the same. It wasn't much hotter. It wasn't 90 degrees, but it was in the upper 80s. You know what? You could be jealous, but I'm kind of concerned for us because while it's nice to feel this like nice warm weather, first of all, it's been very windy, which is destructive for
us. We didn't have that much wind on this side of the hill.
Oh, my gosh. We had, my neighborhood, most of it had no power. And then I had a huge branch come off of my tree this weekend and crash into my fence and into the street. It was a real mess in this area. But we haven't had any rain. And it just, not to make it about me, but it's very, very, very dry. My skin, you feel it in your skin.
Yeah, you do.
It's very dry. And we need rain. We've only had it rain one time this winter. We need more moisture. Otherwise,
normally, this would be the rainy time of the
February
season.
February is usually the rainy month, yeah. And I looked at the 10-day forecast, and it's not to make you jealous again, but it's 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, all the snowing here in New
York
right now.
Let's trade places for a week. I'll probably, knowing me, bring the rain and the snow with me, and it'll probably be like 70 degrees here if you come to visit, but I would love to come out to California.
I'm heading east today. First stop is Salt Lake City, where it's supposed to be chilly. That's a big ski resort. That whole area, Utah, has fabulous skiing. And this year, I guess, has been no exception to that. The snow belt starts there, goes across the Rockies, and has been great skiing in many of the areas in the northern climes, and it's been pretty cold, but zesty. Some of the skiers say it's zesty. And then back into the Northeast on Wednesday night for a couple of days. And then I have to go to Florida for a couple of days. I have to go to Denver for a couple of days. I'll be back and forth in and out of the weather. But there's no humidity. That's what we always say. It's a dry heat here. And it is. I don't share the concern, at least. But it's a selfish way of looking at it. I mean, I know that we need to have some rain here. Megan and Miles and I took the dog to the dog park over in Silver Lake the other day, and it was unbelievably. Miles and I looked like we had been on some kind of a dirt roller coaster, because he got it all over him and I got it all over me. Had to wash the dog off when he got back to the house. It's just that dust. The dust is inches thick.
And for us, I'm getting a ton of ash. So the more wind, the more I'm having to hit that Zyrtec pretty hard, because I'm having I had hives. I had a really weird weekend, as you can tell. But this past weekend, I had hives, and I had them in weird places, like on my neck, underneath my hair, like in weird spots. And I know it's because that wind is blowing around so much of the ash from the fires that were worse this year than they've been in a really long time. So.
All right, let's see if we can celebrate today. Yesterday, we could celebrate some rain if it came. Tomorrow we'll be celebrating the supermoon. Today we're celebrating National Croissant Day.
Ooh,
croissant. The croissant, as we know it, well, we think it was French, but it wasn't really. It started in Austria. And
the nerve. We've been lied to.
August Zhang opened a Viennese bakery in 1939 in Paris to introduce France to the Viennese croissant, the baking technique that created the croissant. It's like Assange's croissant. Okay, enough of my... Go ahead, ladies. Have a little chuckle time.
I'm just dreaming about a croissant right now. So.
Are you really? A blueberry croissant would be good. As long as it's gluten-free.
Want a good, honest-to-goodness croissant, or I might accept a chocolate croissant today. Those are pretty good.
I would take both.
Other food news to address today, the fact that you can use beet juice and beer on the road.
Together?
This is, all right. Everybody in the East is worried about driving. Is there a snowstorm blowing through there? The snowstorm is in Upper Ohio Valley right now, upstate New York, moving across into England, and it's going to be cold after, so you'll have icy roads. You want to strike a balance between ice-free roads and clean waterways. Public works departments around the country are using not salt now, but they're using beet juice and molasses and beer, or the waste from beer, some of the hops and that sort of thing, to make the roads safer. Rock salt is cheap, but what a mess it makes on the road, on your car. It's horrible for the environment. It really is disgusting what this stuff does. So if you want to...
Then it rocks. It makes the potholes, right? Doesn't it?
Well, it cuts...
Sort of disintegrate
it eats into the asphalt.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what creates... You're right. That's very, very true. Good for you, Victor. And sometimes I'd go into that stuff, and you guys would make fun of me because I was digging... Two down.
Well, if it was potholes in space, you might lose me, but these are real potholes.
Potholes come from the salt. You're right. And the salt eats away.
What do they come from on the west coast?
Where do those come from out here? Bad road work.
Earthquakes.
Yeah, right. No, bad road maintenance and bad work. So researchers say there is mounting evidence that all that sodium... they use over the highways, crews and stuff, use 20 million tons of it all around the country every year. And this is going to hurt the lakes, runoff. It's just bad. It kills the fish, kills the frogs. And I'm not a whack job environmentalist. I just don't. It's pretty obvious with it. I've been watching this stuff go on for years and years and years. And I was wondering if there isn't something else that could be used on the roadways to make them safe, because you want to have that. And so here it comes. Molasses, beet juice, and beer.
Isn't it interesting that that's all sugar?
Oh, Brian.
You know, molasses and beet juice, there's so much sugar in that. It's interesting that we've been using salt all this time, but maybe sugar could also do it.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation as well. 2 points for you, Victoria. Good for you.
Oh, hey. Well, you know.
All right.
Hey, obviously I'm concerned about the real reason that this is happening is New Jersey has kind of a crisis with this now, with all of the waterways, because they're fresh water, and they're being turned into salt water. And so freshwater fish can't live in salt water. So that's kind of like one of the main reasons that this is becoming such an issue. But other than that, New Jersey has so many potholes that people are causing accidents swerving to avoid the potholes, and they're having accidents. So if this is a natural way to not kill fish and fix potholes, I'm all for it.
All right. 2 points for the good guys. Other food news. Those of you who are into supplements, as am I, and I think most everybody here, don't you all take supplements?
I have a lot of supplements,
Yeah. All right. So you'll be interested to know about turmeric. It's turmeric, and some people pronounce it turmeric. It's
great
curcumin. It's the same stuff. It's what the Indians use to basically color and I guess flavor their food. So there's a study that came out this week here at UCLA that discovered regular consumption of curcumin not only combats memory loss and combats the development of Alzheimer's, but it also improves your memory overall. So this is something. I'm not selling turmeric. That's not what I'm doing. But I'm telling you, if you're smart, you'll be taking it in your routine. 40 participants in the research between the ages of 50 and 90, half of whom were instructed to take a curcumin supplement twice a day over a year and a half. Participants were distributed surveys that measured mood, depression levels, their memory, cognition, all that sort of thing, over the course of the year and a half, while brain scans were being used to track potential signs of Alzheimer's. The results found that those who took the curcumin had a 28% increase in memory function and were less anxious and less depressed. So those of you, again, wondering about turmeric, it's natural. There are all kinds of, well, the curcumin is the compound that's in turmeric, but it's basically the same thing. One is you can exchange for the other. Very strong antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties as well. I take it. I take usually one a day, but maybe two. It's good for preventing heart disease. There's nothing about this stuff.
It's also great for your liver. My mom was just diagnosed with a fatty liver, and her doctor said, up your turmeric and curcumin, and just you can take supplements for it too, because it apparently helps with that. So it's... my mom's best friend is from Iran, and everything has turmeric in it.
Yep.
Everything. She brings it back from Iran, like giant bags, because it's so cheap there, but it's really more expensive here. And so she has it in tea every day, and so my mom's starting to cook with it more. It doesn't taste great, but it doesn't taste bad either.
Well, take it as a capsule, and you won't taste it.
Yeah, I use the spice. We made sweet potatoes last night, so I just sprinkled them on the sweet potatoes, and we grill them.
Yeah,
so
that's a good idea.
It's pretty easy to throw in, and it really is supposed to be so good for your joints and for your muscles. And
all that good stuff. All right, speaking of that and supplementation, things that are good, included in the balance of nature products that I talk about with the regularity, in their vegetables, you know, they have two capsules that you take in the morning and at night, one of the fruits, one of the veggies in the morning and one at night. The vegetable capsule has turmeric in it. So among, and it's considered, it is a vegetable, it's a root vegetable. It's where it comes from. It's a root, like beetroot and carrots and turnips and potatoes and that sort of stuff. All those things are in the vegetable capsule. There are 11 different veggies, and you can find them, if you want to see what's actually in there, I can list them, but go to their website, balanceofnature.com. You can see the fruits that are ripened and powdered to put into the capsules that they have in the fruit jar. And then the veggies Those things are cooked and then powdered, and they put into the veggie jar. Two of them in the morning, two of them at night, increases your immune system value by 100% for each week that you take it. So if you can imagine, over a month, your immune system is up 400, 500, 600%, providing you with the guard. It's kind of like the old, remember the old Gardol shield for Colgate toothpaste? This is Gardol system. You go to balanceofnature.com and get onto the program. It's very inexpensive. Well, it's great at the beginning because using the DJV code at balanceofnature.com, you get a free month supply. That's how you get started. And then it's 22 cents per capsule. So why would you want to spend that kind of money to keep yourself healthy, keep yourself away from colds and the flu and that sort of thing? And I'm telling you, it does that. Despite what people say, you got to have a flu shot. I don't think, with certain people, yes, it's irresponsible for me to say you don't need one. Certain people, certain ages, certain conditions, yes. But for the general public, your immune system, if it's strong and healthy, will keep you strong and healthy. Go to balanceofnature.com to get on this program. Use the promo code DJV for special discounts and for a free month's supply. Get at it. Improve your overall health and well-being and your feeling about your health. It goes the mental part. When you feel good, like today I feel fabulous. And I feel my body feels fabulous. My brain feels fabulous. Just make yourself feel good all the way around. Start with balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You've heard of virtual reality and augmented reality, but have you heard of mixed reality? Well, I got a chance to check out MR, or mixed reality, at a recent Intel event, and it's Intel's 8th Gen Core processor that makes it all possible. Michael Domingo is from Intel, and we asked him about the amazing mixed reality headsets and how easy they are to set up.
We actually have some technology from Intel built into the headset called RealSense. This basically allows you to have inside-out tracking and sensing, all built into cameras within the headset. The other thing is, with our new Intel Core 8th Gen processors, it provides you with the power and the processing that you need for these types of experiences, while giving you a PC that's still thin and light and mobile, so you can bring it anywhere you go.
More info at newsroom.intel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, let's get at it here. Sports news. First, the news, Victoria from Cleveland, that the Indians are dropping Chief Wahoo from their uniforms. Public pressure, apparently. It takes a little while for things to get to Cleveland, but finally they got the message there.
Well, so they still have time to transition. By the beginning of 2019, the team's jerseys will no longer have Chief Wahoo. But they've been trying to make a transition. The team adopted a C as its main logo in recent years, but Chief Wahoo was still stitched into their on-field uniforms. That will now change. And, of course, the MLB commissioner, Rob Manfred, said that he's been talking with the team owner, Paul Dolan, and he said there are obviously some fans who are very attached to the logo. Nonetheless, the club has ultimately agreed with my position that the logo is no longer appropriate for on-field use. And so you can still buy some of the gear. It will be available for purchase online. The interesting thing is the Indians still have to use certain things with Chief Wahoo on them, because if they don't, they actually lose the trademark, and then other people can come in and fraudulently start printing up stuff. So
right. I'm sure
if you're that attached to Chief Wahoo, you will still be able to find something.
All right, quickly, Ronda Rousey, what's going on with her, Jen?
Oh, this is big news. Former UFC superstar has made her official WWE debut. She did it on Sunday at the Royal Rumble. After Asuka defeated 29 other women in what was like this classic Royal Rumble match, Rousey's music played as she made her way into the ring wearing Rowdy Roddy Piper's jacket after it was given to her by his son. After several months of negotiations, she's in.
There you go.
That's cool.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. We have a focus on Amazon, and they'll be the bad guys in that story. Apple, I think I'm neutral on that story. We'll get to both of them with Victoria Keelan and her expertise right after this.
The Geek Out.
It finally has happened. A news story about a drone doing good and not one about a drone peering in somebody's window. Down in Australia, a drone called the Little Ripper, which is designed to help spot sharks and alert lifeguards to their presence, was actually used this time to spot and rescue a pair of swimmers caught in dangerous rough seas. So the Little Ripper, which can fly on a single charge for 2.5 hours, used GPS and other tech to find the swimmers and then get this, deployed inflatable rafts. Swimmers saved. It is thought to be the world's first drone rescue operation, and certainly not the last. You can learn more about the story of drones doing good in our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
All right, so Amazon is going to get you again, it looks like. So if you are a big user of Amazon, it looks like Jeff Bezos is having a tough time because he only made $1 billion last month. So we got to up what the guy's worth. How are we going to do that?
Well, the cost of two-day shipping for Prime members is going to get a little more costly. They have announced that the monthly price of Prime membership is going up 20%, so from $10.99 to $12.99 a month. Now, the increase will appear in the Amazon's Manage Your Prime Membership page. You'll see that's where the notice is. And the thing is, this might be the right time. If you do find yourself using Prime, excuse me, and you do like the two-day shipping, the free two-day shipping, which comes with the membership, you might really want to think about upgrading to the yearly membership, which has not gone up in price. That is still $99 for the whole year. And, of course, that gives you all of the access to Prime Video, streaming, all of the shipping options. There's actually even more than two-day free shipping. There, in a lot of cases, depending on where you live, you get free one-day shipping. You also get Prime Now, which in certain cities gives you delivery of food and grocery items in less than 2 hours. So I've been a Prime member on the yearly end of it for a while now, and I definitely think that they might actually be pushing people towards that. It is still the better deal, especially if you're going up $2 a month. And $2 a month, doesn't sound like a lot, but that adds up. When we have Netflix and you've got all your streaming services and everything that keeps adding up in your monthly bills, going up $2, that's quite a hike.
That's a lot of money for Amazon, man.
It is.
Look at that.
It really is.
All right, Apple has a HomePod. It sounds like a song. E-I-E-I-O has finally gotten, this is something that a lot of people have been talking about, so now they're finally going to be able to get one of these puppies.
Well, you know, the HomePod, I don't know if you remember, but last year when everyone starts getting frenzied about holiday gifts and things like that, in September, Apple unveiled the iPhone X and they unveiled the HomePod. But the HomePod wasn't available for immediate sale. People were anxious to buy it for the holidays. It didn't happen. It's been delayed multiple times. Now it's another 2 months of delays. But they have finally announced that there is an on-sale date.
Finally?
It will arrive Friday, February 9th. It will actually arrive in stores. The challenging thing here is that it's already behind the eight ball with Sonos One, Amazon Echo, Google Home already has theirs.
Expensive? This thing is $349. Are those things that expensive?
No, they're not. The Amazon Echo is cheaper. The Echo Dot is even less expensive than that. That's the smaller version. Google Home, I think, is in the 200s. So for $349, this, to me, I don't really think this does a whole lot more than what you already have in your other options that are on the market. So it'll be interesting to see how things sell. Apple is struggling right now. The iPhone X, rumor has it that they will not be selling the iPhone X next year because it just didn't sell well, and probably because it was $1,100. And if the HomePod doesn't sell either for $349, that's a lot more expensive than the competitors. And if it doesn't offer a whole lot more, then Apple goes back to the drawing board.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going out of business, but
right,
you're not have the kind of gains that they've had with all the things that they
exactly
sell. They ought to be a little more accommodating in their stores, too. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.